Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Aha, this weekend is the big one for Cooperstown.
Yes, sir.
Explain.
Well, of course, this is the Hall of Fame induction weekend, which is when the village is packed, and it's the high point of the summer season. As we were saying a few minutes ago, David, of course, the big induction is coming in a couple of years when Derek Jeter comes in. But this is going to be a very interesting couple of days. The high point being Sunday afternoon at 1:30 in the field next to the Clark Sports Center, where Jeff Bagwell, first baseman, coming in as an Astro, Tim Raines, left fielder, coming in as an Expo, and of course Ivan Pudge Rodriguez coming in as a Texas Ranger, the famous catcher. Additionally, the man that everybody loves to hate, Bud Selig, the MLB commissioner, is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, the former Milwaukee Brewers owner, and also John Schwerholz, GM at Kansas City and Atlanta, when each team won the World Series. So that's going to be, again, at 1:30 Sunday. But perhaps the high point, David, is going to come Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Doubleday Field, when Rachel Robinson, Jackie Robinson's widow, is going to receive the Buck O'Neill Award for bringing, you know, dignity and respect to the game. And, of course, she's an American legend, was alongside her husband when he broke the color line back in the 1950s, 95 years old. So it's going to be, a very interesting and poignant afternoon. Now, this week on our front page, in the Freeman's Journal in Hometown Oneonta, we're focusing on her and Bud Selig. And of course, Bud Selig, very significant player or participant in the business of baseball. Bill Simons, SUNY Oneonta history professor and a member of SABRE, the Society for American Baseball Research, gave us a great quote. Baseball has never been more profitable or less popular than it was at the end of the Bud Selig era. That, of course, we're living through today. So it's going to be a respectable Hall of Fame. We're expecting 35,000 people. It's supposed to be a sunny afternoon. If folks listening to this have never been to a Hall of Fame induction, everyone should go to one. And this would be a perfect time to hop in the car and drive an hour and a half from Albany to take advantage of the most significant annual event in America's most significant sport.
Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read that story and much more. Jim, thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.